Welcome to the Shamba Shaper podcast.
A podcast that is helpful to the farmer,
good for the nation,
and useful to you. I am Elias Ngotho, passionate about agriculture.
And I'm Maggie Wamboi, a lover of art and agriculture. Thanks for joining us on this episode.
In this particular episode, we'll look at how to handle and treat crop residue that livestock can eat.
We have a crop specialist, Lillian Kiro, as our guest, and she will break down everything for us. It's good to have you once again.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Lillian Kiro, and I work at Ashamba as a crop specialist. I am happy to be here to share information and ideas that would benefit our farmers.
So Lillian, feeding livestock with enough quality feed is very important, and not only for good health, but also for high production and reproduction.
You're right, Maggie. And to keep up production, enough feed of good quality should be available all year round. Unfortunately, availability of feeds depend on many factors. For example, during the dry season, feeds are scarce in many parts of the country because plant growth, including fodder, is low because of lack of rain.
Also, during this season, because of the shortages, livestock feeds are very expensive. This is worse in the dry and semi-arid regions.
And this is the reason why agricultural crop leftovers, or the dry materials that are usually burned or thrown away after harvesting, can be very useful.
And could you explain to us in details what crop leftovers are?
Yes, of course. Crop leftovers or crop residues are defined as the plant parts left in the field after harvesting what you've grown your crops for. These residues include stalks and stems, leaves and the seed pods of crops such as maize, wheat, rice, sorghum, among others. However, due to the reasons we shall see a little later, the benefits of these crop residues to the livestock can be very low. For example, the protein level in crop residue can be as low as 3.7% compared to 8.8% in the green maize stalk. Because of the low protein levels in these feeds, the milk that the cattle will produce will be very little and is also of poor quality. And not only that, but livestock raised only on these leftovers grow slowly and have difficulty getting calves or lose their fertility.
Is that the only reason for why these residues make poor feed?
No, Elias. There are several other reasons why the crop residue make a poor feed for livestock. Now, allow me to quickly go over a few other factors that lead to crop leftovers poor quality when fed on animals. Usually, the crop feeds on all the beneficial nutrients, and what is left is low in vitamins, minerals, and nitrogens.
And most of the time, they are very tough and dry, which makes it very difficult for them to break down and properly digest.
The other thing that I have noticed is that farmers tend to leave the crop residue in the field for a long period after harvest. Could this also be a reason for the drop in quality?
You're right, Elias. When these crops are left in the field for long, they're exposed to the sun and rain, which dries them out and destroys or washes away the little nutrients which they may have. Also, they might rot or attract ants, making them unfit or of little use as animal feed.
I have also seen that farmers throw away whole stocks at their animals.
When farmers feed whole stock to their livestock, it leads to a lot of waste, as it is not easy to swallow big pieces and only a small amount of all the residues is eaten.
What steps can a farmer take to improve the quality of the crop residue that they feed to their livestock?
There are a number of things a farmer can do or use to make crop residue a better feed for the livestock. Just to look at a few. One is proper handling and storage of the crop residue. The farmer needs to be aware that if the crop leftovers are left in the field for a long period of time after harvest, some of their nutritional value is lost. Also, if they become wet, mold may form on them, giving off a bad smell that would turn away animals. Some molds might also become poisonous. So, farmers, we advise that we should collect the residues as soon as you're done harvesting.
Then setting up a place to store them would make sense. I also know that after harvesting, crop residues need to be stored and kept from the sun and rain. And the best spot for this would be a shed with a roof made locally. Right, Lillian?
That's right, Maggie. To keep mold and ants out of the crop waste, place them on a raised surface within the shed. Another important point to note is the size of the residue being fed to the livestock. As Maggie had pointed out earlier, size really matters. And cut crop residue can be difficult for livestock to eat. We recommend farmers to chop leftovers to about 5 cm before feeding. There are benefits to this. 1. Makes eating easier for the animals. 2. Less of the food is wasted. And thirdly, it makes it easy to mix the leftovers with other feeds.
Farmer, we hope this supports you. Stay tuned. Keep listening.
This is the Shamba Shape Up podcast, a podcast that is helpful to the farmer,
good for the nation,
and useful to you. You have just mentioned that when the crop residues are being fed to the livestock, they can be mixed together with other feeds. Why is this?
Animals that produce a lot must be fed extra high protein, high energy meals, since, as we will discuss later, crop residues may not have enough nutrients even after treatment.
And what can we mix with the crop residue to make it better?
Crop residues can be mixed and fed together with fresh grasses, legumes, or concentrate feeds, like soybean cake, dairy meal. And as a result, the animal produces more because it eats more feed and gains more nutrients.
What about the smallholder farmers who may not be able to afford to buy concentrate feeds? What can they do?
We encourage farmers to grow feeds that are high in protein content, such as beans, on their farms. This improves the quality of the leftover and also the way feed is digested by the cow. When feeding his cow, the farmer mixes this leguminous crop with a dry crop residue, which improves the residue's benefit to the animal.
And how else can a farmer make crop residue more nutritious?
That's what I was getting to. Crop leftovers can be treated by farmers with certain chemicals that are known to improve the residues as animal feed. There are a number of chemicals used, including ammonia, urea, and caustic soda, but urea has been found to be the most suitable.
And why is urea most preferred?
Urea is basically nitrogen. If you will remember earlier, we say that dry crop residue lose a lot of nitrogen when they dry up after harvest. So, using urea on dry matter helps restore some of the lost nitrogen. Urea is most preferred because it is easily available, it is affordable, it is easy to apply, it is not dangerous, and it increases nitrogen content of the crop residue.
And how is crop residue treated by a farmer using urea?
There are steps that one should follow. Step 1, using a panga or chaff cutter, chop the leftovers, for instance maize leftover or sorghum, into tiny pieces about 5 centimeters in length.
I remember you mentioned it earlier.
Step 2, weigh out 100 kilograms of the crop residue and spread it on a chandarua. Step 3, put 4 to 5 liters of water in a watering can or knapsack sprayer, mix with 400 to 500 grams of urea.
And does urea readily mix with water?
Yes, it does. It dissolves very well. Mm-hmm. Step 4, apply the solution evenly on the crop residue material on the chandarua and then use a shovel or your hands to fully mix.
Then what happens next?
Place the treated crop residue in a plastic bag and tightly press the residue in the bag. This is to remove any air that might be inside. Mm-hmm. Step 6, repeat all the steps we've mentioned above until the plastic bag is filled up. After this, tie the filled bag tightly to ensure that it is airtight. Earlier on, I suggested the use of 1.5 to 2 meter high bag for storing the treated crop residue. This is because it is easier to handle than a very big bag. Such a bag will hold about 150 to 200 kilograms of feed material.
After all that has been done, when can a farmer start feeding the urea-treated crop residues to the livestock?
To start feeding your livestock, open the polythene bags 1 to 2 weeks after treatment. In cooler areas, open after 3 weeks. Does anyone have an idea on the advantages that residue treated with urea have?
Yes, I've actually been following this process very closely on the Shamba Shape Up show. Animals produce more milk and they grow faster, and treated material could replace fodder such as napier grass during the dry season.
And also, animals that are fed with treated materials give high quality manure as well.
If urea can bring all the above benefits, why not just feed the urea directly to the livestock?
Lillian, would that work?
No, it would not. When farmers see the improvement in production after feeding their cow with urea-treated crop residue, they may be tempted to feed urea directly to their cow, and it may lead to poisoning or bloating, and eventually death of animals.
So farmers are not to feed urea directly to their cattle. Got it.
Thank you very much for this information, Lillian. Now, what are the takeaways for today's show?
Residues or leftovers from your harvest can be used to feed your livestock. Gather them after harvest and store them in a shaded area to prevent spoiling.
From my end, feeding your animal's crop residue that has been treated with urea has several advantages. One being that you can save a lot of money by feeding your animals with the same. Secondly, is better growth of your livestock even during the dry days. And of course, finally, milk production and quality can be increased significantly.
And please note, do not feed urea directly to your livestock, as it may be fatal.
For more information, get in touch with iShamba. Call 0711 082 606 or send an SMS. The SMS number is 21606.
Farmer, we hope this supports you. This is your podcast and you matter. And that's why we want you to listen to us from anywhere at any time, download and share.
We would also love to hear from you in the comments section. We are here to discuss agriculture and good agricultural practices.
In this podcast, we will bring you a lot more.
We will answer your questions, and if not, we will get an expert in our next series of episodes. You can also catch up this information on Shamba Shape Up.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.